We're doing in Yaakov, we're in the end of the 11th chapter of Shabbos, and the Gemara tells us a rule. Amar Rava v'item Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Rava taught, we know Rava was a Kohen, a descendant of Eli, and the son-in-law of Rav Chista, and he said the following quote. Rava is a conjunction of the words Rebbe Abba, so his name was really Abba, which was a common name back then. A lot of rabbis were called Abba. So Rava...
What happened to that name? Call your
father. That's a good question. I don't know. There's a person named Abba today. Lives in the old city.
He was a famous foreign minister many years back.
Right. Abba Ibn. Right? Still around. Rava and others quoted the name Rav Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Midat tova memeret lavo memidat puranut. There's a rule that when Hashem does good things, it comes quicker than harmful things. And this is indicative of the concept that in heaven they just want to do good. that's a very important concept.
That disagrees with our good prophecies and bad prophecies things. Was it the Ramban or the Rambam who says that once that's only a way to prove that the prophet is true, and once the prophet is believable, also positive prophecies not come true.
Think about it. If it really contradicts, think about it. At any rate, the concept is an important one, that good things come quicker than bad things from heaven, because in heaven they want to do good. That can give us a lot of koach. Sometimes a person has a challenge, has a weakness, and they feel like, why did they do that to me? But if they remember that from heaven they want to do good, then the challenges are also part of good. And sometimes that means we can grow from the challenges to be amazing people. Every amazing person you know got there because they overcame challenges. No one got there through easy street. There's no quick, easy way to get there. You can't become amazing without doing amazing things. And amazing things involve amazing hardships. So... again, the concept is good things come quicker than harmful things, because in heaven, obviously, they just want to do good. Shkoya, thank you very much.
I put the 10 in the tzedakah box. Hope you don't care.
Like I do care. I'm very happy you did it. Thank you. Shkoya. Guys, the cookies are for you. Open them up, make them mazonos and pass them around. Thank you very much, Eitan. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to put his arm inside his lapel, and it's going to turn white, and that's going to be painful to him. It's going to become with tzaraz, and then he's going to put it back in, and it will get cured. So the Gemara says, when you look closely at the wording, when his hand turns white, it says, Vayotzia, he pulled out his arm. V'ine adom tzorat kashaleg, and behold, his hand was white as snow. It had tzaras and it looked like snow. V'ilu b'midat tov aktiv, but when things went right, when things went good, so he puts his hand inside and says, v'yotzia mechiko, he pulled it out, v'hine shava kivsaron, behold, it had already been cured, it had already returned to its natural fleshy color, mechiko, the shava kivsaron, back when it was inside his shirt, the arm had already changed back. So you see that the cure came quickly, but the illness came slowly.
You said he got punished for asking God to show him, because he didn't trust God. He didn't trust him. So he said
we didn't say it was because he didn't trust Hashem. We said it was because he questioned Am Yisrael's Emunah. Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets three signs. And one of the things that concerns Moshe is that people shouldn't believe him because of the signs. So the Gemara tells us now, first of all, this idea that the cure comes quickly and the ailment comes slowly, that's only if it's not cause and effect. If what he was doing was all sorcery, so then they should both take the same amount of time to happen. If it's all a trick, the way the Egyptians did their stuff. But if it's from Hashem, so then there's a distinction, there's a difference. It says Aaron threw a staff to the ground. It turned into a tanin. Seems like some kind of big snake. Maybe a crocodile. And then theirs were walking around like taninim. Aaron put his hand on his staff and it turned back into a staff. And then it went around swallowing all the crocodiles that were roaming around. It was already staff, it wasn't snake anymore. And the staff went around and swallowed each of the crocodiles. So then the question is, how does a staff swallow a crocodile? Amar Rabbi Elazar, nes betoch nes. He says, right. That was a miracle within a miracle, because you had over there crocodiles, each one was a big fat crocodile, and if the snake had swallowed them, the way the Egyptians were doing their tricks, so then it should have kept getting fatter by swallowing all these snakes, but it didn't. So you had a miracle within a miracle.
I'm just on the note of a tanin, saying the Leviathan's also called a tanin.
Okay, right. So we said the word tanin has many meanings. We discussed this a few weeks ago, that there are a few things called taninim in Tanakh. Okay, so that's the Torah is telling us again that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they did an extraordinary miracle with that staff, that it was a staff when it swallowed up the crocodiles, and it never got fatter, so it was a double miracle. So that's Nes Betoch Nes. Who didn't believe him?
They were like, he's just a...
The Egyptians, because they only knew one type of trick. So they assumed Moshe was doing tricks like them. It took them time till they were convinced, hey, this isn't trickery like ours.
It took them a long time.